What do you call people whose skin is the color of yours?
Call them the black people.
And what do you call people whose skin is the color of mine?
White people.
Now, if a white person gets mad with a colored person, what might he call him?
More than that, they're going to call him black.
Okay. Now, if a colored person gets mad with a white person, what might he call him?
Well, I don't know. They're different calls. They call him some use the word, some call itself use the word crack or something. I don't know.
Uh-huh.
It's mixed and that's
okay.
Yeah.
Have you ever heard the word buckra?
Yeah.
And would that be about the same thing?
Yeah, I believe about the same thing, the same thing. Because I hear some of them use it, but most of them, I got a friend and I and him raised up together. And he said, I'm going to left these two cracker boys with you today, and if they do bad, take the back up. I said, all right, if they get bad, I sure put the switch on. And then just have fun. I raised up with some of them, my grandmother, grandpa, a whole family. Raised together.
Uh-huh. Suppose a man had a fishing rod that he liked very much and his young son carelessly broke it. You say the man got awfully
mad.
Suppose you'd been working very hard all day. By nighttime you'd say, man, I'm really
tired.
The nurse at school sent a child home early because the child
hungry or tired.
Yeah, or what else?
Sleepy.
Yeah, or
didn't want to get his lesson or lazy.
Or maybe the doctor sent a child home because the child
well, they call him, I don't know what they should call him, diabetic or
yeah. Or maybe he'd eaten something that didn't agree with him.
Or he was sick
okay. That
afternoon.
Okay.
Or what time it might have.
If a person has a sick feeling down here, you say he feels sick.
In his stomach.
What do you call a noisy celebration right after a wedding if some of the guests want to tease and embarrass the bride and groom?
Well, I don't know what you call them. That's a teasing. And there sometimes they'll hang knock drums and old pan and hang old tin to the car so he can make that noise of the bride. That's what it is.
Well, do you have a special word for that kind of thing?
Well, I know there's a noise to the bride. I know they have a wedding here. We let them have a wedding in the auditorium then. When they look out there, they got so much thing tied to the car and they start to run off red car. They rock it, they try to outrun them. Someone get behind them with the car and blowing out.
Yeah.
Just annoy them. Well, I could. Three or four cars get behind them while they go home. Just blowing and making a lot of noise, and they try to outrun them sometimes. Just aggravating. Yeah, teasing the bride, I say.
Okay. What do some people call a spook to frighten children with? They might say to a child, you better behave, or...
Yeah, well, some people say there's such a thing as a spook, or maybe they say there's a spirit or something that try to scare you tonight. Some person who died a long time and maybe not long, they could see that evil, that spirit walking on land or something like that. I call him an evil spirit, I don't know where. That I used to be in time, I could walk the road and I'd see them. I just know I'd talk to them and go right along. Walk, don't scare me because I can see them. I just talk to them and walk right along.
Uh-huh. And they never bothered you?
Don't bother me. I got one son born with a call, and the midwife told my wife that best to boil that call and let him drink some of it, and he would never scare him. He can see him and talk with him and go right along and never worry. He don't worry, he won't scare him.
Well, that's interesting. Well, if somebody wants to scare a child, they might say, you better behave or the boy will get you.
Yeah, the boogeyman will get you.
Well, now is the boogeyman the same thing as the devil?
That's right. It's telling me it's scary. Man, that boogeyman will come in that door or something like that. And he'll look and he'll run back and be quiet. Scared boogeyman won't catch him.
Yeah. What do you say to your friends on December the 25th?
To a friend or your wife or which one?
Yeah, to a friend on December the 25th.
I don't know, sometimes in different ways.
Well, if it's Christmas Day and somebody comes to see you, what do you say?
Happy Christmas.
Okay. If you have a very heavy suitcase to get from one place to another, you might say, I certainly am glad I don't have to...
Lug with a suitcase.